And we are joined on the phone for our WIBD radio homeroom by our West Bend High School student reporters. We have Chris from West Bend West and Haley from West Bend East on the line. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Hey, how's it going? Are we enjoying this finals week, last week of the first semester?
Ooh, it's a blast.
Final exams, I mean, blessing and a curse.
Yeah. So, I got to ask first, have you guys kind of settled into a routine now, even though it's been kind of, you know, you're still doing the cohorts thing for in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Only until the end of this week, yeah.
And then what happens?
And then we're back full in person.
Okay. Because I did see something that not a lot of active cases in West Bend schools, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But I'm guessing that back in the building still means that you're going to be masked and distanced and all that jazz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit harder, though, with everybody back to be able to be distanced again, which is just going to be interesting to see how the teachers decide to handle it.
Right.
Yeah, we definitely found a little bit of a niche with the cohort schedule.
Sure, but that worked out all right?
It definitely wasn't as bad as I thought that it was going to be, at least personally. I definitely got into a rhythm after a while, and I definitely enjoyed. I didn't have to get up quite as early some days.
You were lounging.
I agree, not having to get ready fully, you know.
You guys are both lounging around in the morning when you were home. You know it.
I mean, if I had the chance, of course.
Yeah. So, but it's interesting. I mean, the semester's ending. You guys have got one semester of high school left, for better, for worse, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are your thoughts heading into this last semester of your high school career?
I mean, it's bittersweet. I'm part of the graduation committee for East, so we're starting to get into the nitty-gritty of planning for our graduation ceremony and just trying to work everything out. Finally, college acceptances are all coming out, too, for early admissions, and so kind of just planning for the next chapter, I guess.
What are they talking about for graduation? An outdoor thing similar to what they did last year?
Yeah, we're planning on June 5th being outside on the football field again.
Okay. All right. Chris, what are you thinking?
It's definitely scary knowing that everything is going to change because this has been the norm. Well, mostly the norm for the past couple of years. So now all of a sudden knowing that everything is going to be different again is just kind of a weird feeling. But it definitely, at least for me personally, it isn't quite as scary as it was before. I was on the fence on a lot of options for what I was going to do after high school. And I finally kind of figured out what I think I want to do.
Which is?
I'm going to go to UW-Milwaukee at Washington County and do a 2-year associate's degree for marketing.
Okay.
And having a little bit figured out definitely made it a lot less daunting. So,
sure. All right. All right.
But it's still definitely weird knowing that it's all going to change up a little bit and you're going to have to, like, kind of find your new rhythm.
Right, right. Haley, what do you what's your plan?
So I am committed to the UW-Madison College of Letters and Science.
Go Badgers!
Go Badgers! And so I will be majoring in biochemistry and taking it from there. I mean, I'm super excited, and I'm planning on joining the WISE learning community, which is Women in STEM and Engineering, and it'll be a big change, but a change that I'm ready for.
So, I'm a UW graduate. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Didn't either.
I have a journalism degree from UW, and I was on the 5-year plan because I really liked college. So that's great. That'll be fun. I've got a surprising number of kids who've been high school reporters from different schools who are in Madison. I suppose we could all get together and I could probably, buy burgers at the Nitty Gritty or something.
Yeah.
So, although you're going to have a pretty heavy course load, and marketing will be interesting because marketing, mm-hmm. I think, has changed, I would say, quite a bit in the last 6 months, the way people are marketing their product, marketing themselves, all that stuff, don't you think?
Definitely. I think it's a very dynamic field, which is kind of what was drawing me in the first place, is that it's always adapting and changing with the times. And I think that that's just kind of interesting to be able to change up what strategies work and what might work one day might not work the next day. And I just think it's kind of an interesting field.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's going on at the schools now that we've caught everybody up on you? What's going on school wise? How's the library?
The library is actually very nice. I've been in and out a couple times just to use it as a study area to just meet with teachers and stuff. And it's honestly, it's great. Now they have all the books.
Yeah, it doesn't even feel like it's part of our school, honestly.
Really? Okay.
It's so different compared to the rest. It definitely feels like they kind of just cut it out of some other building and dropped it in.
Really? Interesting. Okay. But
it'll be definitely great for future West Bend students.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So what else is happening?
The big buzz.
I mean, we're going
week.
Back into... Oh, sorry, Chris. You can go.
I was just going to say the big buzz this week is all about just first semester ending and getting all those last-minute assignments and everything in, as well as exams, which a lot of people were hoping that exams would look different this year than previous years, but they're mostly the same. I know, disappointed some people.
And by the same, you mean here's a stack of questions. Go to it.
Basically, yeah. A lot of people are.
Yeah,
hoping.
Except for we don't get 90 minutes this time. We have 45 minute class periods, so we have to spread it out throughout the week.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so you only get. So I'm guessing they don't give you the whole thing at the beginning of the week because then you'd be able to look ahead and then. Go and find the answers. I'm thinking they probably give you, a couple pages Monday and a couple pages Wednesday and that kind of thing?
Yeah, for my classes at least, we have, because I'm in mostly AP classes, we're doing, FRQs one day and then the multiple choice portion another day, and I know a lot of classes are doing that with written response and multiple choice as well.
Okay. That's interesting. Very interesting. Chris, what about the choir?
For the choir, it's definitely, I believe that, correct me if I'm wrong, Haley, but didn't we get some sort of okay to possibly sing again next semester? That's what I've heard on the grapevine.
That's the buzz, yeah. I think that we have a better chance this semester at finally not just having Del Home on separate corners of the room.
Okay. All right.
That would be exciting.
Yeah.
That would be a thing.
Is there any talk about a player musical in the spring?
No, it has officially been canceled.
Oh, that's too bad.
Unfortunately.
That's too bad. And I understand that the band trip to Italy has also officially been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
But
not all.
That was not unexpected, I guess.
Yeah. And all foreign languages also had to cancel their trip. And
So it's a different final year than you expected as far as things going on outside of school. Plus still, even though we've got winter sports going, in-person attendance is still pretty much not happening, right?
Yeah.
Well, until next week, yeah.
Oh, so you'll be able to go to some games starting next week?
Oh, okay. I know what you mean now. They're still letting parents and family members come to games and stuff like that.
Right. Every athlete got a couple passes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not sure about student attendance.
Ah, okay. All right. But teams are doing all right, actually.
Our wrestling teams have been really good.
And one of the girls' basketball teams, and I can't remember which, sorry. It has been doing.
East is on the track to go back to state this year.
Yeah, if there is a state.
Yeah.
which will be the next question, because I think the WIA is still holding off on, I think, some of that stuff, because they could probably do Green Bay. They could probably do the girls, because I think the Resch Center is probably available, but they can't use the Fieldhouse in Madison, or Cole Center, or whatever you want to be in. But could be interesting. All right. Anything else you guys want to share as this first semester rolls to an end?
I don't think that much, really. I know I'm definitely I'm a bit sad that my one shop class is going to be going away. I really enjoy being able to have a kind of break from the day.
Oh, sure.
With the different classes coming up. But I'm definitely excited for next semester.
Haley?
Yeah, I'm feeling the same way, just kind of counting down the days. It's sad to be that much closer to moving on, but I think there's a lot of good things coming, and I think that it's just kind of like a show of how well we can persevere in this different time.
Right. All right. Well, hey, thank you much, you guys, and go and enjoy the rest of those finals. All right.
All right.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.